for the first 20 minutes or so, let's focus in on today's provincial championship qualifier. And Luke and Rob Price have got Noble Joey lining up in the race. Good morning to you, Luke.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Just before we talk about Joey today, how's the partnership working out at sort of Hawkesbury and the original home base?
Yeah, it's going good. Kembla Grange and on the farm.
Kembla.
It's only quite an hour away. So if the horses race down the coast, usually they spend a few days on the farm, out in the yards, and then they're back up to Kembla and back into business. But so far, so good, and we're slowly building up.
And the way it's working out, you're basing yourself at Kembla?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. How many would you have there? Do you want to expand what you've got at Kembla?
We've got 14 here at the moment, and we're just slowly building. I'd like to get to 20 in the next 6 months,
yep.
And which is looking pretty an ideal target. And we can probably keep 15 to 20 down the farm as well, and I think that's the right sort of number to keep turning the horses over. And we've been pretty active at the sale this year, and we've bought a few young ones. So, yeah, we're looking to go forward, that's for sure.
Yeah, fantastic setup at Kembla and down at home. Now, today, Noble Joey, jeez, how good was he the other day? I thought you were just going to... Cathy O'Hara just rated him beautifully.
She did. He had a lovely run in front, and he has a great will to win. He's got great fight, and if he won the other day, we probably wouldn't be going around today because he would have been ineligible. But thanks, we're here today, and hopefully we can just go that one better today.
How's the barrier play today?
It's a little bit concerned because it's his first time at the 1350. I wasn't too concerned about the 1350, but it is a lovely long run at Wyong. You've got a long time to take to move across, and Cathy knows him well. He's got this brilliant early speed, so I don't think she'll be in any rush to get there too quickly, and she'll just let him take his time to get there, and hopefully we don't get used up too much, and, you know, it doesn't pay in the end. But look, the horse is well. He had a private jump out 2 weeks ago down at Nowra. I rode him a jump out. Dad actually rode Noble Joey, and I rode a filly that went around on Tuesday and actually won. So
right. Normally
the jump out's all right. And look, he's very well. And even though it's a month between runs, stepping up to 1350, he's ticked over really nicely. And we're pretty very pleased with him going around today.
Well, you can read your trial form, but at least that jump out a couple of weeks ago. So you've raced, then had the jump out. You know how well he's going.
Exactly. He certainly hasn't gone backwards, that's for sure.
Just with him, so you've got no concern at the 1350?
No, not really. No, I'm not concerned about it. I feel he's starting to look for this trip. He's not the sort of horse that races and tears these days. Before, he used to be a little bit jump and go a bit hard, but these days he's coming back here and wanting to relax, and I think it's going to be more ideal, to tell the truth.
Okay, well, that tells us that you've got no concern at all. So that's a good sign going forward. So you've just got to get in there and run up to that Randwick run, and Cathy just rates him nicely again, and you've got to be around the mark somewhere, haven't you?
Exactly. The ploy form, he's absolutely flying, ploy.
Yep.
You know, he probably goes up in late to 59, but he's proved he can carry weight in the past. So, look, everything goes right. I'm sure he's going to be in the finish.
What about the other one you're taking up, Fly Forward, back in that class too?
Yes, a very, very nice horse. He got a kill, got the monkey off his back the other day down the coast. He was very well placed the other day. Might be a few smarter ones there today, but we couldn't be any happier with the horse. Drawing probably a touch awkward. 7 out of 7, might be a tricky little race, but he might just have to stride forward as well and make his own luck, and I'm sure he won't be too far away either.
Yeah, well, you got two excellent hopes there, and they go there in good form. That's what you want to see when you're going to these sort of quality races, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. You can't beat winning form.
No, exactly. All right, we wish you the best, mate. I hope they both run well for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Luke. Luke Price joining us there, talking about the runners today, including Noble Joey, wearing saddlecloth number one and equal top weight at the 59. At the moment, the TAB fixed odds market with the provincial championship qualifier has Better Not Blue at $4.60, Noble Joey at $6, along with another R, number 11, and 14 Princess Posh. They're all at $6. Number 6, Beretta, is at $9.50, and then out to 7, Darts Away, at $12. So that tells us it's a pretty competitive race.